This week, the United States House of Representatives is poised to impeach President Donald Trump for a second time, and they are requesting that Vice President Mike Pence start the removal process of President Trump pursuant to the 25th Amendment. This all stems from the horrible and dangerous acts last week of the rioters storming the U.S. Capitol. And people are wondering, could President Trump escape criminal liability for allegedly inciting those riots in Washington, D.C.? And the short answer to that question is yes, but he would have to get a presidential pardon, and he couldn't pardon himself. If you recall, a number of sessions ago in Tamburino Talks Law, we discussed whether or not a president can pardon himself. I believe that he cannot. The Constitution of the United States, Article 2, Section 2, the pardon portion, does not provide for a self-pardon. And Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution states that a president must faithfully execute the laws. So you couldn't faithfully execute the laws and break them at the same time and be able to pardon yourself. It just doesn't make sense. But a future president could pardon Donald Trump. Here's how that would work. President Trump would have to resign at some point from now till January 20th. And then Vice President Mike Pence would be sworn in as the president. And then Mike Pence would pardon Donald Trump. That's the only way that President Trump could receive a pardon in effect for allegedly inciting the riots last week in Washington, D.C. Other than that, he could be criminally liable.